Test 2. Part 1. Extract 3. You will hear two anchor women discussing the advantages and disadvantages of cooking programs on TV. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Are there too many food programs on TV?
With MasterChef back on our screens and pulling 4 million viewers, our appetite for cookery shows appears to be bigger than ever.
These programs just don't work for me. I remember Joe Bastianich on TV and that was fun, just because he was slightly anarchic. Now it's all lifestyle stuff. I tried to watch other programs, but I just wanted to put my head through the screen. Some shows are good, but most leave me cold. If you want to cook something, read cookbooks. Work through a recipe. That's how you'll learn.
Well, people in some cooking programs are motivated by a real love of craft. And of all the shows that use members of the public cooking, this one does it better than any. I watched one this week. Some people did technically wonderful things, like cakes with Union Jacks inside and some lovely upside-down pear cakes. At the same time, you watch it slightly willing people to fail because car crash TV appeals to us all at some level. Do you watch a lot of food TV?
No, I try, but often it's like a glossy magazine, just lovely images. I feel passionate about the best ingredients and showing them at their best. I often think to myself, that's a dish I haven't done for ages. And I found myself on a quest to get the ingredients. I would go to someone's house and watch them prepare a classic dish and then do my own version. But it was always the correct way of doing it. With a classic dish, you should do it correctly. Have you done much food TV?
Not much, because I don't think I'm very good at it. I enjoy doing anything with food, writing about it, talking about it. To stand there and cook a dish I enjoy serving at home and giving people the confidence to cook it themselves is a worthwhile thing to do. Do you think young people are inspired to become professional chefs by watching TV cookery shows?
There's a huge disconnect between sitting and watching someone cooking, when actually you should be cooking. A lot of people sit and watch food TV and then sit and eat ready meals. Do you think most people who watch food TV go away and cook for them? Be honest. The same reason I would suddenly like food TV would be if someone offered me a job. Are there too many food programs on TV?
With MasterChef back on our screens and pulling 4 million viewers, our appetite for cookery shows appears to be bigger than ever.
These programs just don't work for me. I remember Joe Bastianich on TV and that was fun, just because he was slightly anarchic. Now it's all lifestyle stuff. I tried to watch other programs, but I just wanted to put my head through the screen. Some shows are good, but most leave me cold. If you want to cook something, read cookbooks. Work through a recipe. That's how you'll learn.
Well, people in some cooking programs are motivated by a real love of craft. And of all the shows that use members of the public cooking, this one does it better than any. I watched one this week. Some people did technically wonderful things, like cakes with Union Jacks inside and some lovely upside-down pear cakes. At the same time, you watch it slightly willing people to fail because car crash TV appeals to us all at some level. Do you watch a lot of food TV?
No, I try, but often it's like a glossy magazine, just lovely images. I feel passionate about the best ingredients and showing them at their best. I often think to myself, that's a dish I haven't done for ages. and I found myself on a quest to get the ingredients. I would go to someone's house and watch them prepare a classic dish and then do my own version. But it was always the correct way of doing it. With a classic dish, you should do it correctly. Have you done much food TV?
Not much, because I don't think I'm very good at it. I enjoy doing anything with food, writing about it, talking about it. To stand there and cook a dish I enjoy serving at home and giving people the confidence to cook it themselves is a worthwhile thing to do. Do you think young people are inspired to become professional chefs by watching TV cookery shows?
There's a huge disconnect between sitting and watching someone cooking when, actually, you should be cooking. A lot of people sit and watch food TV and then sit and eat ready meals. Do you think most people who watch food TV go away and cook for them? Be honest. The same reason I would suddenly like food TV would be if someone offered me a job.
That's the end of part one.